steel-belted radials.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, what's the difference in steel-belted tars and polyglass tars?
Well, that's easy, Leon. Now, one's got steel belts in it, and the other's got glass.
Well, I figured that. I just don't understand how it can be glass and iron in a rubber tar.
Steel, Leon, not iron.
Yeah, I guess iron-belted tars would be a lot cheaper.
No, Leon, they'd be too heavy.
Uncle Seedy Ball said plywood-belted tars.
Plywood? Leon, I don't think so. Now, you must have misunderstood him.
Well, there's something about a ply.
Oh, I bet it's four-ply tires.
Yeah, that's right.
But what do you want to know about tires for anyway, Leon?
Well, it's all over television every night. Tars used to just be tars, but now I just don't understand. What kind do you use?
I always buy recaps.
I ain't never heard of that brand.
No, Leon, it ain't a brand. It's they take an old tire and they put new tread on it. They call them recaps.
They steel-belted or glass-belted?
Leon, I told you there's recaps.
Well, they don't come in steel or...
I don't know, Leon. Hey, Jesse.
What don't you know?
Oh, nothing. I was just trying to explain to Leon the difference between steel and glass-belted tires.
What is the difference?
Well, you know, Jesse.
I never really understood much of that. Well, which one's the best?
Well, some like steel and some like glass.
Well, what do you like the best?
He likes recaps.
Glass or steel recaps?
Well, either one.
Well, you don't know the difference, do you?
Jesse, what do you like best?
I ask you first.
Yes, Sam, he asked you first.
Now, if I'd known this is a test, I'd have come prepared.
It ain't that. Since you was explaining to Leon, I'd like to know, too.
Well, that's what's wrong with this country. There's too many people asking questions that's got plain answers.
What was the question? Sam, what's the difference between premium and regular gas?
Leon, we going through this again?
Well, I was just wondering...
Well, now, premium costs more than regular, for one thing.
Oh, well, how come unleaded costs more than regular?
Because they have to pay people to take the lead out.
Sam, lead has to be added to gasoline.
Well, no wonder it costs more. It takes one feller to put it in, another to take it out.
Well, now, I think you got it, Leon.
Well, why would you pay somebody to put the lead in and another to take it out? Why don't you just leave it alone? Then it'd be cheaper than regular.
Jesse, I see you don't understand how this country became great. Now, our country's founded on giving people jobs where they need it. That ain't important.
It ain't.
This is a great place to live, ain't it, Sam?
Now you're learning, Leon.